Four-year-old saves dad's life when he experiences seizure, miraculous. By Amy Furr on January 31, 2022. A harrowing incident turned out to be something miraculous. According to a Bowie, Wisconsin, father named Matt Lundblad. For the man and his son, whose name is Noah, the incident happened during one of the most normal, everyday occasions, Wifer reported Sunday. It was a nice November day, Lundblad recalled. And Noah wanted to head to the park. However, when their vehicle made it to the park's entrance, he began feeling a little off and the situation quickly became serious. I stopped at the entrance and hit the gas when I had the seizure, he explained, adding, I hit the telephone pole. It snapped in half and came down right beside our vehicles. The car drove into a ravine and that was the moment four-year-old Noah knew what he had to do. Noah grabbed his dinosaur and climbed out of the front passenger side door, Lundblad said. Because he saw a lady walking with her granddaughter, he climbed over power lines that were right next to the vehicle and ran down and got help for us. Emergency crews arrived just in time to save the man's life. The paramedics and the doctors said that if it wasn't for him having such courage and doing what he did, I wouldn't be here today, Lundblad noted. Bravery apparently runs in their family. This is very coincidental, but the same thing happened to me when I was Noah's age, Lundblad explained. When he was four, he dialed 911 when his mother experienced a seizure and those actions ultimately saved her life. The family is gearing up to face another challenge because when he arrived at the hospital, he was told there was bruising on his brain, according to Lundblad. He was transported to Madison to undergo surgery for what turned out to be a brain tumor. It came back as stage 4 cancer, Lundblad noted. The glioblastoma was described as an aggressive kind of brain cancer, but he is ready to face the challenge. In a recent social media post, Lundblad thanked all those involved with his story. Especially my family for being there, my son, daughter and my wife for getting me transferred to Madison that day. As of Monday, a GoFundMe page created to help the family had raised over $12,000 of its $20,000 goal.